and welcome to the Off-Kilter Quilt. My name is Frances, and I'll be your hostess.
Hello, and welcome to episode 190. Happy podcast-iversary number 6. Yeah, man, we've been doing this for 6 years, and I know some of you have been with me the entire time, which is so cool. It's so exciting. Some of you are brand new. Welcome. You'll get the jokes after a while. For instance, what I'm about to say will be very familiar to longtime listeners. I'm looking outside, and it's raining. Yet another rainy day in May. But I don't complain about the weather. No, everything is fine. Everything is fine. The sun will shine again eventually. Anyway, hello. It is Thursday, May 19th. I think I was supposed to have this posted a few days ago, but I had to get the crib quilt finished, which I did. And I tell you about my exploits in quilt diary day 2. You know, I'm just a fan of the straight line quilting. Just remind me of that when I quilt my next quilt, which I hope will be this modern birds in the air quilt, which is back up on my wall. I also have the first crib quilt, which I do want to quilt and hang up on a wall in my stairwell. Stairwell doesn't sound right. Staircase area. What do you call that? I don't know. Anyway, but I don't think, I really want to get focused on these birds in the air quilts as we get closer to the birds in the air release as it flies away into the reading public. So when I get to that place where I'm about to quilt, say, Frances, you love the straight line. Straight lines work for you. And in fact, there's a Craftsy sale on right now. It's 50%. And the second Jackie Gehring More Straight Line Quilting class is not actually called that. I've got it up on my computer. Next steps with your walking foot. And in fact, all the stuff she did, it's not all straight line quilting. In fact, I see lots of curves, and she does some curvy stuff in the first class. But I like her style of quilting. So anyway, I am thinking about getting that, although I have sworn that I'm not going to get any more Craftsy classes until I finish the ones I have. I just feel like she's the teacher I need. This is what I need. So maybe I will. Maybe I won't. I'm such a hypocrite. I'll never do that. I'm doing it tomorrow. Okay, so what do I want to say to you right now? By the way, finishing the crib quilt, I don't mention this in the quilt diary, but I did do the hard bind again, and I once again did it wrong the first time. That's because, so I'm watching, what is her name? Is it Mimi? Is it Mimi Schwartz? I have the Craftsy class, and it's like minute 44. Where she shows the technique, and she does a very clear, she's a good teacher. But what I forgot last time, or I didn't realize last time, and what I forgot this time, is she has her quilt the other way around. Still bottom up, but she is coming at it from a different side. And I think that's where I messed up last time, and definitely where I messed up this time. And when I remembered that, I corrected, and then it just came out beautifully. And now I do have the lovely Fonz and Porter tool that someone so kindly sent me, so which is actually quite helpful. And, so I did it. And I did it, so I forgot. It's so weird when you do that, when you learn how to do the hard binding. And I think I just got a comment on episode 188 from Heather in BC saying that, yeah, she had the same experience of you do it and you do it and you mess up. And then finally you kind of get it. And you still maybe do a refresher course just to make sure you've got it right. But after a while it clicks in. But what was weird, so I did it, and it's beautiful, and then I sewed on, and I just totally forgot about it. And, you know, usually there's that big lump when I'm hand sewing the binding to the back of the quilt, and there's no big lump. And so, yeah, I don't even know where it was on the quilt. I don't even know where I bound the binding. It's really cool. I'm so glad I forced myself to learn to do that. Anyway, it is my podcast-iversary. I'm doing a giveaway. $25 gift certificate to Fat Quarter Shop. I say something, I think of the first quilt diary, I mentioned that, and it's like, oh, let's say June 6th or something for a deadline. But you know, it's the 19th, and I know it can be 2 or 3 weeks before people listen. you know, I love it when you listen right away and comment right away, but I understand how life works, and I often find myself playing catch up with podcasts, including the ones I really love. You just get behind. So I'm going to say, let's see, we're going to go into June, and let's just say a month from now, June 19th. So that gives you a long time to comment. And let's say comment on this episode. There will be another episode. So any comment on, let's say, one, you know, episode 190, 191. I don't know. Yeah, in a month, I might have a couple more. Anyway, comment, and I'll remind you the next episode or so to comment. And if you comment and, you know, tell me something, either like where are you listening or when did you start listening? And, you know, you can share love. I'll accept your love. So, but yeah, leave a comment and that will enter you into the drawing for the gift certificate to Fat Quarter Shop. I need to order some black fabric from Fat Quarter Shop for one of my birds in the air quilt designs that I have in my head. Need a little bit of black. How about that? I think that's everything I have to say introduction-wise. Oh, you know what? I didn't talk about books, and I want to tell you I am about done with the Rosie Project. We're reading that for book club, and it's fun. It's fun. I'm about two-thirds of the way through, and book club is tomorrow, and I can finish it this afternoon if I felt like it. So it's a very fast read. It's a funny read. I'm at this point kind of, I'm enjoying it, but also kind of ready for it to be over. so it's not a book that's going to rock your world. But someone, a friend said, I think a friend of mine told me that she read it at the beach and felt like it was a perfect beach read. And that seems to me about right. It's light and fun, but has enough going on that it's not just silly. Anyway, so that's the Rosie Project by someone whose name I do not know. All right, then. That is all I can think of except to say thank you for listening. And thank you particularly to those of you who have been listening all along. It's been a lot of fun, and I say we keep going forever. All right, then, on with the Quilt Diaries. Quilt Diary Day 1. It is Friday the 13th, May 13th, 2016. Hooray! I am sitting here, standing here. I'm walking and talking, looking at the quilt sandwich I just made for the crib quilt for Lacey, Jack's advisor. This is my weekend project, is getting this done. So I do have the sandwich. Now I've got a baste with safety pins, which I'm going to do after I finish this diary. I just happen to have a few minutes in the house to myself. Jack has gone off to school. It's like culture celebration. I don't know really what he's gone to. It's something over at school, though, and I trust that he's actually gone there driving himself. That is correct. As I believe I mentioned last episode, Jack now has a driver's license, and we are getting used to that idea. The biggest trip he's taken so far is downtown to get his hair cut at Mr. Dennis's, which is apparently the hip new spot for the kids in his hair in his class or his school who like funky hair. And so he got a great cut. He looks really cool, to be honest. He does sort of, it's like he gets it now, he almost shaved on the sides and then keeps it long on top and does kind of a ducktail kind of thing. It's very retro. And, you know, and Jack is very tall and skinny and wears black t-shirts and skinny jeans, and he looks really cool. So anyway, but that was, and we're still in this place as parents, like the man did research online to find a good place for him to park because downtown is not great for on-street parking. And he's also, Jack was taking the minivan, which, you know, is a little hard to parallel park. So, yeah. So the man is, yeah, going to Google Maps and finding the parking lot behind the funeral home on the street behind the place where Jack's getting his haircut. Anyway, but it's kind of cool. It's cool. It's an interesting place to be as a parent, you know, where your child has truly achieved, you know, has truly severed the umbilical cord and is out in the world on his own. And this is good practice because, of course, a year and a half from now, even less, he will be in college. So that's kind of exciting and frightening. And we're just heading into that sort of, where is it going to go and what can we afford? And it's interesting because, you know, there are colleges, particularly ones with really good endowments, that don't actually, they give you a really good financial aid package. So if you get into Harvard, even as a middle class or upper middle class kid, you can go there relatively cheaply, as opposed to if you get into William & Mary, say, which is a state school in Virginia, it would cost Jack $60,000 a year. We don't have that. So, yeah, so we're kind of making those sort of interesting discoveries right now. Now, I don't think Jack's applying to Harvard, and I think Harvard's down to like a 5% acceptance rate. So, like, yeah, let's not bother with that. Anyway, so Jack is getting old, and the man and Will right now are outside practicing fly fishing techniques. They have been itching to go fly fishing over at the Eno River, but we've gotten a lot of rain. Okay, it's May. And you know what? It's my podcast anniversary. And it's year 6. Last year, of course, was then, of course, year 5. And I didn't do anything. So this year, I do believe I'm going to do just what I do, what I've done in the past, which is a $25 gift certificate from Fat Quarter Shop, my favorite online shopping place. And all you have to do is comment on this episode. And I will say, let's say we'll keep comments open. What is it? If it's the 13th, I don't know, maybe June 1st. I will formalize this and I'll say something about it at the beginning and put something in the show notes. But comment and just let me know how long you've been listening. Yeah, so anyway, 6 podcast anniversary. And, you know, when we get to 10, I'll do something huge. I'll give you my house or something. But I have been living in my house now for 9 years, and we moved in May 1st 9 years ago. And it was very much a spring like this one, or a May like this one, which we've had. The days have been really kind of funky weather-wise, and you know I don't complain about the weather. And there's not been much to complain about, except it's like the days have started out kind of overcast, and I feel really kind of funky the way I do with too much overcast weather. And then the sun breaks out, and it's very nice. I'm like, oh, I feel good again. But it's funny how similar, because I remember that when we moved in the house, it was like that, and it was a very overcast early May, and that's when I realized, oh, this house is so dark. It is. What to tell you other than we got the crib quilt, about to baste it. That's my job tonight, thinking about quilting for Mother's Day, which was this past Sunday. I got, among other things, I got very many nice things, but I got Krista Watson and Angela Walters' new book. I think it's what, The Ultimate Guide to Quilting. I will link to it in the show notes. And I got to tell you, I mean, I've just looked through it, and I'm really excited by it. I feel like this is the book for me, as someone who has done a fair amount of machine quilting and is getting better and is still learning. And one of the things, so it's neat because Angela Walters, her sections, which I think are, it's fun, the way the book is done. So Angela Walters is talking about long arm quilting, which someday I want to try. And Krista Watson, we call Krista, right? Because she's one of us. She's a star, but she's one of us. Talks about machine quilting, home machine quilting. And I feel like maybe Krista's pages are peach-toned and Angela's are blue-toned or the other ways around. So you know who's talking, who's writing. And the book kind of reminds me of Krista's Modern Quilt Guild seminar or creative webinar. If you are a Modern Quilt Guild member, you can access this through the Modern Quilt Guild site. But she did it in April, and it was on machine quilting. And what she did is she looked at quilts and talked about them, and she had taken as pictures at QuiltCon and was sort of analyzing the quilting and looking at how each quilter approached quilting the quilt. And that was really helpful, so kind of breaking down the quilts. And I think that's what she does in this book as well, when she's talking about, you know, talking about different ideas for quilting, how to quilt different parts of a quilt. And that's, I think, what I've been needing for a long time. So I'm looking at this quilt and going, huh, how am I going to quilt this? I don't, you know, I've got some very light, this Orful thread that I like a lot, which is a very pale green. It almost, like, I'm looking at it from across the room right now, and if you say, well, that's kind of a really super light gray, I could believe it. And I don't remember what the name is, but it's just very, very pale. I also picked up some sulky thread at Joann's, which is white, and this, and partly that's just laziness. Typically, I mostly quilt using Orofil. And but I didn't want to drive all the way to Chapel Hill to Thimble Pleasures to pick up Orofil. And I'm trying to think if it was a 40 weight or a 50 weight thread, but it seems fine. So there's a lot of white in this quilt, and I think I will use white thread to quilt that. I don't know about the color parts. That's what I'm still thinking about, and I'm not sure about. But one step at a time, the basting, I could quilt all the white, and then tomorrow, Saturday, I might think, huh, maybe I should go to Thimble Pleasures and pick up some other colors. I don't know. Maybe I will look at Krista and Angela's books, and maybe they book, and, or books. I have books by both of them, and get an idea what's going to be the best. I know what they'll say what the best kind of thread was, which is Orofil. I know that Krista in particular is an Orofil girl, but how to approach this color-wise, I don't know. I think I'm going to do a very simple quilting. The party for Lacey, Jack's teacher, is Wednesday, but I don't really feel right now that I've got the time to do anything, and I'm not sure it's a quilt that mandates a real extravagant quilting. It's a pretty simple quilt. I'm pleased with how it came out. I think it's pretty. I think this is the quilt that I was thinking of in my head, although when I first envisioned the quilt, and somehow it just took me a draft. It took me a draft to get to this. So I like it. I think Lacey will like it. I hope the baby likes it. and there we go. And I'm excited. I got a all I do is order American brand fabric from Fat Quarter Shop. I feel like I'm averaging about 2 orders a week, but I needed to get some more white because when I finish this, I want to finish my Modern Birds in the Air quilt. And then this is exciting. So, you know, I'm trying to think about, well, what are different birds in the air? What are variations of the birds in the air idea? And I was looking through the most recent issue of House Beautiful, which is a magazine I love, even though it's a little highfalutin. I think it's actually a mainstream magazine masquerading as a highfalutin magazine. I think it's people like me who probably really read this, as opposed to whose homes you actually see, or people who hire interior decorators to come in and redo their homes. That is my suspicion. I'm not sure, but I like it. I think there's just a wonderful emphasis on color, but and just interesting things to look at. It's a really pleasing magazine to look at. In any event, in the most recent issue that I just got, I think last week or the week before, there was just a page on mosaic tiles or mosaic designs or something, but one of them was super cool, and I pulled it out. So the mosaic tiles, background tiles, are just sort of, let's call it a taupe, a grayish, tannish kind of background. And then on the foreground were red paper airplanes. And then there were black dotted lines behind it, showing the trajectory of the red paper airplanes. That is a cool birds in the air quilt. So I have got Will working on the computer in one of his, I don't know if it's Photoshop, I don't know where he's doing it, but to make patterns for the paper airplanes. And what I want is, the paper airplanes are very cool looking, but I want them to suggest motion. So I'm hoping he'll be able to come up with something for me. But the idea of that quilt would be an applique quilt. But I ordered from Wish Upon a Quilt, which is actually a fairly local quilt shop. It's probably a 25-minute drive from here. And they had this thing last week where if you filled out a survey, they would give you $10 off on an order. So I saw some fabric that it wasn't quite the mosaic background, but it's suggestive. I liked it. So I ordered that and some red, maybe Motabella, not Kona, because I don't do Kona, but they don't carry American brand cotton solids. So I ordered that, and it was interesting because it's so close. I thought, well, I could go pick it up and not pay the $6.95 shipping, but the fact is I would pay someone $6.95 to go pick that fabric up for me and bring it to me. So, and I, you know, so we're talking about an hour's on the road, I charge more than $6.95 an hour. So I went ahead and ordered it, and I think I can't remember what day now I ordered it, Monday or maybe, I bet it was Monday or Tuesday, and it got to me Thursday. So very nicely done, very nicely packaged. So if you're looking for store to order from, I liked Wish Upon a Quilt. Obviously, Fat Quarter Shop is my go-to shop and probably has a greater selection, but I did like, obviously I liked, because I liked having $10 off on my order. And then when I got the package of fabric yesterday, and so I was a postcard for maybe 10 or 20% off my next online order, which is smart because I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll go back and get some more stuff. It's a nice shop. I like the shop itself. So anyway, so I'm excited. I have lots of good projects to do, so I'm excited to get this project done, and I just need to figure out. I may just do straight line quilting, you know, and I'm fine and happy to do that. I'm very pleased with the quilting that on the VFW Star Quilt that was straight line. And so I may do that, and it's really at this point going, what color thread do I want to use? So that is where I am on this very lovely Friday night. I'm going to do that. I'm watching A Room with a View, which I love. It's one of my favorite movies, and Netflix is carrying it right now. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you. Jack's got his driver's license, told you that. And Quilt, it's the podcast anniversary, yay, or podcast anniversary, or whatever we're calling it. And got Krista's book. I also, for Mother's Day, got the new Susan Branch book, which is, oh, it's Martha's Vineyard, Isle of Dreams, I think. I'll link to it in the show notes. It's lovely. It's lovely. I really enjoy her. And so I'm liking that. And I also got, oh, I know, I got a biography of George Washington that won the Pulitzer a couple years ago. We are, in our family right now, having a Hamilton moment, which started a few weeks ago. Jack got Hamilton for Christmas, the Broadway recording. He's taking AP history right now, and I guess that came up in AP history because they certainly were doing early American history at some point. And so he asked for that for Christmas, and I was taking Jack to the doctor a couple weeks ago, and I said, well, let's listen to Hamilton in the car. And I just got into it right away, and so I started listening to it in the car, and then I brought it inside and was listening to it, I think probably a couple weeks ago on a Saturday night. I was sewing, and the man was doing something, and so I had it on the CD player in the kitchen, and and then the man was like, oh, this is really cool. So he uploaded it onto his computer and onto his iPhone, and he's been listening to it, and then Will's been listening to it on Spotify, although there's some questionable language in there, but what are you going to do? So the whole family, at this point, we've probably ruined it for Jack, but the rest of us are just enjoying Hamilton so much. But instead of doing the obvious thing, which is be giving me the Ron Chernow Hamilton bio, which at this point, do I even really need? I feel like I know everything I need to know from the musical about Hamilton's life. He got me the George Washington. And Washington is a more enigmatic figure, it must be said. So anyway, but I'll just go around humming songs from Hamilton, which I won't do right now. But if you're looking, it is brilliant. I can't wait to see it. It's supposed to come to Charlotte next year. I know it's going to be very hard to get tickets, but we'll do our best because we're just like, we got to see it now. It's truly a work of genius. All right, I think that's what I've got for right now. And so I will end this here, and I will talk to you soon. Bye. Quilt Diary Day 2. It is Wednesday, May 18th, 2016. I think I was supposed to have, as we like to say in the biz, dropped an episode on Monday, but I didn't, you know. Partly because I wanted to get the crib quilt finished and be able to have pictures and be able to talk about that whole process. And it is finished. It is done. It has been given and received with great joy, I think, and appreciation. I didn't end up getting people to sign it. I may have talked about this in the last Quilt Diary. That just did not work out because it was APs. And so it just was a funky school schedule the last couple weeks. So that didn't work out. But when I brought the quilt today, I put on a label and it did say, with love from, you know, the greatest advisory group ever. And then I just had everyone, after the quilt was given, I just asked everyone to sign in this area around the label. It was funny because I love the back of this quilt so much that in a way I didn't want anyone to sign anything on it. No, people can't write all over it. But then I thought, well, if it's just right around the label, that makes sense. And I hope that she thinks that's nice. I think it's nice, although perhaps not the most aesthetically sound choice. I think it's important. Anyway, the quilt came out very nicely. I did have to do some revising, not on the quilt itself, but on the quilting. So I got the top pieced. I think I finished it up. I don't know when I finished it up. Let's say Friday. Let's say sometime late last week. And then I started quilting Saturday. And what I decided to do was a diagonal. You know, I'm saying all this stuff. I don't even know if it's true. Did I start quilting it Saturday? Maybe. Maybe I did. I went someplace at some point and bought, Friday or Saturday. I don't know. The days run together. Who knows when I did what? But I think it was Saturday that was my quilting marathon began. And I did, in fact, get a lot done over the weekend. And the big plan, so on the blocks, which, you know, these are string blocks. So there are stripes running diagonally. I did diagonal line quilting with the diagonals running in the opposite direction of the stripes. And I did that on each block. Now I started out actually, if I could do this all over again, I would have done something quite simpler. I just would have done straight line quilting on the diagonal of the quilt all the way across, and maybe, but I don't think so, then cross-hatched. But I didn't do that. And for some reason, I thought, I know what I'm going to do. In the sashing, I'm going to do square spirals, if you know what I mean. And I bet you do. And I liked that idea. And you know, it looked really good. The problem was, if I said, does anyone know? Would anyone raise their hand and tell me what the problem was? You probably can. That sashing quilting was fairly dense, and so more dense than the quilting in the blocks. So that caused the blocks to be a little bit in relief, just a touch. It wasn't terrible, but you know, I think a simpler quilting would have been better. But the big problem came when I quilted the borders. I thought, well, what I'll do is repeat the square spirals slightly larger on the border to kind of echo. But you know, it didn't, when I finished, it didn't look right. I did it sort of, you know, I did very free motiony, right? So they were not uniform, nor were the ones in the sashing, but that didn't seem to matter so much. But with the bigger ones, it did matter, and it was wrong. And I looked at it, and I was like, well, she's a muggle. Muggles don't know. But I was just like, nah, I've worked hard on this quilt, and I want it to look the way I want it to look. And so I took all that quilting out. Now, here's something I did different this time. I used rayon thread. I used sulky rayon, and I liked it. It's a very fluid thread when it comes to quilting. I would not use it for piecing, but it was very nice when it came to quilting. Now, there may be a better brand of rayon thread or polyester thread, but this is what I chose. It's a kind of a shiny white, which was nice because it sort of reflected the colors in the quilt. So it read white, but it also read fuchsia and yes, yellow, and gray and what have you. So I liked it. The only thing I would say is that when I finish a line of quilting and I'm ready to kind of cast off, as we knitters would say, I backstitch a couple stitches just to hold the thread in place. And I didn't always feel like the backstitching actually held that well. So that's a little scary. When I gave the quilt to Lacey today, I said, this is a new thread for me. If some of the quilting comes undone, let me know and I'll re-quilt. I'll repair it for you. So that's why I'm a little, But I will say when it comes to unquilting, the rayon thread comes out really easily. And so, I mean, it took a couple hours. What I think if I had used my usual Aurifil cotton, would have probably taken days. And I got it out in a few hours, and it probably took 3 hours to re-quilt. And I just did diagonals. It was neat, and I wonder if I can describe this succinctly. I will do my best. So you've got a block on the outer edge of the quilt. And let's say that the quilted lines are running bottom right-hand corner to top left-hand corner. So from right to left. What I did on the border was just follow that line out. And because they alternated, what happened is at certain spots near the corners, I'm trying to think how many rows there were. Now I can't remember. But however many rows, it worked out so that you'd have two blocks, and where the lines met made a nice crosshatch. And then that meant that every border, so let's say the borders were 4 feet long. I think that's right. It's like 48 inches. In the middle of that 4 foot section of border, there were no lines coming out. And so I drew a line down the middle with just a marker, fabric marker, and then had lines radiating out on either side. And that looked really cool. So it looked kind of like a chevron at the center of each border length. So I took some pictures. Now I can't remember if I actually remember to take a picture of the cross-hatching. I wish I had. Oh, well. Because I liked it. It looked nice. And the whole quilt looked nice. Again, if I were to make this quilt a third time, I would not do the square spirals, but it looks fine. And on the back, it looked fabulous. It gave a really nice texture to the back. The back, I will show you pictures. I had leftover string blocks. So I just sewed them together in a vertical row. And then on one side to them, put just a fairly narrow, like 3-inch coral sashing, let's call it that. And then to either side of those were gray lengths, gray backing. And I love piece backing, and I loved how this looked. And it was a fairly easy pieced backing to do. Then I did not have enough. My plan was to bind it in fuchsia, and I did not have enough fuchsia fabric. And I didn't, this is fabric I ordered from Fat Quarter Shop and knew I would not have time to get a fabric order in. So what I did, and I think it worked, although when you look at it, it pictures the one thing that's problematic. Well, let me tell you first what I did is I alternated 12 inch strips of fuchsia with 12 inch strips of the other colors I used in the quilt. So that's how I made my binding. And so the binding is, I don't know if you would call that striped, but variegated, let's call it that. And it looks fabulous, except when you look at the picture, the yellow kind of reads blank. So it looks like there's a pause in the binding. So I think in real life, that's not a problem, but in the pictures, the yellow just doesn't kind of show up. So it's a little weird looking, but you know, the funny thing is that after, like, I was stressing, like, oh no, I don't have enough fuchsia, I'm going to do this. And then I realized I looked at the original inspirational picture of, from, you know, our good friend Denise Schmidt, and I realized she just bound it in white, and that would have been fine too. There's an argument, I guess, since it's a baby quilt. I mean, heck, it's got a lot of white anyway. So I think arguing for or against, well, a variegated binding will have less, you know, won't show the dirt, but this quilt's going to show dirt because it's got so much white. But anyway, so I think it's perfectly cute. I could have saved myself a lot of stress by just going, oh yeah, by the way, you could also just bind it with white fabric and you'll be fine. So I think the kids seem to like the quilt, and Lacey seemed to really like the quilt. She was really pleased. This is her second child. And she said that she's had friends where the second child doesn't get a lot of personalized stuff. Like, you know, your first baby, does get stuff that's specifically for that child. And, you know, oftentimes you know what sex the child is going to be. And so it's all, you know, there's something that's very thing. And the baby presents that come in after the baby born, very personalized in a way. And then the second child, you know, second children get nothing. And, you know, Will's got like one thing that's about Will. And then I think people say, well, you know, you've got all your stuff from the first baby. So, I made a quilt, and then my friend Betsy, oh my goodness, I should have taken a picture. I wish I had. made a doll, made a all out of cloth. It's just wonderful. So it's a Red Riding Hood doll, and it came with a she came with a quilt, a little quilt. Betsy made a bag that you could put the doll in. It sounds so sad. And it's possible like the doll had a doll. I don't know. It was just darling. So I think Lacey was very pleased that there were homemade gifts that were particularly made for this little girl that she will have, this little baby girl. So it was nice. It was nice. So that, so you know how I decided to requilt the border? That was a decision I made like at 11 o'clock on Monday night, when I finished doing the square spirals and went, not working. It just isn't. And I kept walking away from it the way I do and coming back up at it and squinting at it like, maybe it works. I'm like, no, I'm sad to say this does not work. And then just deciding at that moment, I was like, make a commitment then. I took yesterday off, and that's a kind of a funny notion when you work at home and set your own schedule. And that was just me turning off the oven light, by the way. When you make your own schedule, the idea is to consciously take a day off. You know, it's a little bit weird, but I just like, I'm going to do this. It actually matters to me. And I know some of you will go, that's just crazy and don't do that. But I think some of you, and maybe the majority, I'm not sure, would say, yeah, I get that. And, you know, because it's just like, yeah, this is something I'm putting into the world, and I want it to be right. Yes, there's some because I want to reflect well on my abilities, but more than that, it's a piece of work. You know, it's a quilt, and I want it to be the best that it can be. And I just felt like the borders had to be redone. I also wish I had documented the borders before I ripped them out, but I didn't. But so I got up yesterday morning and got the boys to school and took Travis out for his walk. And then I came back and rented Mrs. Miniver on Amazon Prime, which was fabulous, and watched that and unquilted and then started the requilting. And and that was my day yesterday. So I'm very fortunate that I can do that from time to time. I need to go pick up Will, but I also want to say thanks to people who commented on last episode. And while I'm pulling those comments up, I wanted to say, if you have Amazon Prime, you must watch Home Fires. It's a Masterpiece Theater show. It's only one season, which is breaking my heart because I just loved it so, so much. It's a great show. If you are an Anglophile, can you be an Anglophile and be an Anglo? I know some of y'all listen from the UK. I'm like, can you be Anglophiles? Because there are a bunch of us here in the States like, oh, England, oh, the UK. And I don't know if you have that same feeling at home when you actually live in the UK. You can tell me. Let me know. Yes, but that's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful show. All right, let me say thank you to everyone who left a comment on episode 189. I want to say thanks to Noni and to Very Lazy Daisy, who actually left three comments. Woo! And she recommends, as I think, oh, who was it? Vicky, I think, recommended John Q. Adams' book, Beyond Neutral. Is that what it is? Anyway, on Amazon, she recommended that. So look that up. Got some nice comments from Miss Krista Watson, who is on her way to the quilt market festival, whatever it is in the spring. I don't know, but I hope she has a great time and tells us all about it. I got a funny comment from Alita, who was listening to the podcast while she was walking home, and she started hearing this bird in the trees, and it was starting to drive her crazy. And then she realized it was the one on my recording. That one, if you listen to episode 189, I'm on the porch a lot, and there is a bird, and it's just so loud. And I heard from Marianne, who said, thanks for the link to the setting triangles tutorial, and the real true thanks is owed to Miss Lazy Daisy. Heard from Katie from Quilting Daydreams, and Kelly the Fifth, who's also in the May, Gray, June gloom days out there in California, I believe. So I hope it's not been a gloomy May for everyone. It has been a little gloomy here, but then when the sun comes out, we're so, so happy. And then I got a comment from Heather in BC, British Columbia, who hadn't even listened, just left a comment. And you know, I do encourage that. And she says that she and I have a lot of conversations while she's listening to the podcast. And Heather, oh, I enjoy them too. Thank you everyone for taking the time to comment. I know some of you, it's in your head and I appreciate that, but I love hearing from you on the blog, which is offkilterquilt.com, or some of you are kind enough to email, and I always appreciate that. Sometimes I'm very, very on top of email, and sometimes I'm really, really not. The last couple weeks, I think, working on this quilt and also reading Birds in the Air out loud, which I finally finished doing on Monday. That was really time consuming. So I hope right now I'm planning to get caught up on emails and clean, do some spring cleaning, and also get going on the modern Birds in the Air quilt, which I now have. I just ironed it a few minutes ago and now is back on my wall. And I'm going to figure out what's next. What's next with that? I had some visions a month or so ago, and now I've lost them. But it is time for me to go get Will, so I better do that. Oh, yes, it's getting late, and him, he's just out there hanging out with his friends. He does not care, I don't think. But thanks for spending this time with me, and I will be back hopefully in 10 days. But if it's 2 weeks, I know you'll forgive me because you're good people. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Off Kilter Quilt. Come visit me online at offkilterquilt.com. Until next time, this is Frances. Remember, life is short. Quilt first.